We haven't spoken to him for a couple of weeks. Let's find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
I'm going good, Bear. I'm inside. I'm staying away from this cold weather we've got.
Freezing cold weather, but it's winter. This is what we like, don't we? Especially after all the heat that we've had in the last few years.
It is to be expected, I suppose. It is June.
Yeah.
But myself, I think I'm going a bit soft as I get older, and I'm acclimatising this office sort of environment. The winter knocks me around a bit. But
I'm the same, mate. Every time I get to work, at about 4:30 in the morning, I run into our local street sweeper, and he points and laughs at me with my gloves and my parka and my beanie and all the rest of it. I don't care. I'm warm-ish.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not much fun being cold, is it?
Not at all. So tell us, a lot of fun at Lake St. Clair this weekend.
Yeah, mate, Lake St. Clair, wow. I always say not much good's come out of COVID, but geez, it's been great for Lake St. Clair. Over the last 4 months, our visitation to the site has doubled, which is wonderful. And we're seeing a lot of people coming from outside our local government area, which is really good as well, because not only are they coming to experience what we know is to be a wonderful facility, but while they're here, they're spending money in our shops and our service stations and our local businesses. So it's really good for our economy, and it's great that they're getting experience what we know is such a treasure here in Singleton. And it also lines up really well. We've just re-signed, we've got an extension to the lease from New South Wales Water, and we've got a business plan we're about to start putting into place. So we're going to see significant investment in Lake St. Clair moving forward, and having this visitation grow. And this weekend, she's booked out already for the long weekend.
Mate, I like to think that all those people, they wanted to go to the European Riviera, this was the next choice. It's the Riviera of the Upper Hunter is Lake St. Clair.
Next cab off the rank. Logical, isn't it?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Now, tell us, Men's Health Week is next week.
Yeah, Men's Health Week's coming up, and we're partnering with our good friends at the Singleton Business Chamber and other businesses from around our town to try and increase the understanding of the health issues that men in our society do face. Do you know, here's a little key fact, men live 4.4 years less than women.
Yeah.
And the last 11 years of our life is traditionally in poor health.
Yes.
That's something that's really struck me when the guys were giving me the stats the other day. I thought, wow, that's a real worry. So we do need to play our part in making sure our community is aware of data like this and trying to get them to understand what we can do in preventative ways so we can mitigate that and manage those sort of impacts.
Absolutely, and Men's Health Week, I'm sure, will go a long way to helping blokes get a few more Ks on their wheels, as it were.
Absolutely, and we've got on the 17th of the 6th, which is next Thursday, together with the Business Chamber, their normal breakfast, their monthly breakfast, where we've got a panel discussion. We've also got a Men's Health Expo. I'll be part of the panel expo. I'm not sure if I'm an exhibition or talking, but...
You'll be the before, and they'll have another guy as the after, mate.
That might well be the case, but in all seriousness, some really good information is going to be available and some people to talk to help us increase our understanding and therefore give us some tools to how we can improve our health, not only now, but for later in life.
And last of all, got some councillor workshops happening.
Yeah, well, the election's coming up, 4th of September, right across New South Wales. We're all going to the polls again, this time to elect our local council. Very interesting time, a very busy time for us here at council. But to help people who might be prospective candidates understand what the job of the councillor really is, we've got some candidate sessions. The first one's being held on the Thursday, the 1st of July, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then the next day, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so the Friday, the 2nd of July, we'll be having another session. Both will be held here in the council chambers. Allows the candidates to get a feel for what the council chamber is actually like.
Yep.
We have some external experts from local government New South Wales who'll be running the sessions for us. They're people who have been councillors and been mayors, so they really know the business. So it's a great opportunity. If anyone's got any interest, and it is a great job, serving your community as being a councillor is a wonderful job. It's a wonderful way to give back to your community. So if people do have that interest, please contact us on 65787290 or email us Councillor@singleton.nsw.gov.au and book your place.
Jason, I think you would agree, having a look at social media, there's a lot of people who've got some opinions on local council. Maybe a number of them might be inclined to put their hand up and be a part of it.
It's always good to get people out of the grandstand onto the playing field, Bear.
That's a very good way of putting it. We'll leave it there for today and we'll catch up again in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day. Keep warm.